Unit 11. 1. What do you mean, sold out? When I came the other day, you had plenty. I thought it was easy to get it.
I'm sorry, Mom. When we had that hot spell, everyone hit us at once.
Question. What did this woman want to buy?
2. I'm told that you've been studying English for 3 years. What do you think about studying English?
Well, reading and writing aren't too difficult, although they're more difficult than grammar. Spoken English is the hardest of all. Question. What does the woman think is the easiest thing to learn in English? 3. I have to testify in that murder trial today.
That's a very serious charge against the boy. You may have to stay there all day.
Question. Where is the woman going?
4. I haven't seen you for ages, but I hear you're leaving for London soon.
Yes, I only have 2 weeks left to pack my things, but I hope I'll get everything done in time because I want to have a chance to visit all my friends before I go. Question. Why does the woman hope to get everything done in time? 5. I could have made the highest grade on this exam if I hadn't made that careless mistake.
You still did well. Making the second highest grade is nothing to complain about.
Question. What was the woman's problem?
6. My family and I will be leaving on January the 5th. Is there anything we need to do to the apartment before we leave?
If you want your $55 deposit back, you'll have to clean the stove and the refrigerator. Also, we ask that you vacuum carefully before leaving. Question. What does the woman in the dialogue do for a living? 7. I think the cabinets would look better on that side. What do you think, John?
That's true, and they will be more convenient. We can put the dishes and the canned food in the new cabinets and use the old ones for pots and pans.
Question. What are these people doing? 8. Paul is so busy lately, I never have a chance to talk to him anymore. How's he doing?
He had a collection of verse published last year, and now he's trying to get a novel about the automobile industry published.
Question. What does Paul do?
9. I saw so many professors at the meeting, I thought that meeting was for teachers only.
Oh, no. Many people were asked to come. University administrators, foreign experts, teachers, and also student leaders. Question. Who did not come to the meeting?
10. You look like the cat that ate the canary. What happened?
Well, I went out into the hall to make a telephone call. John stayed home from work today with an upset stomach, and I wanted to check on him. And guess what? I put in a dime and got back 20 quarters. Question. What happened to the woman?
11. Janet is quite enthusiastic about camping, isn't she?
Yes, she often goes for weeks at a time. Question. What does the woman say about Janet? 12. We have several kinds of accounts, Mr. Brown. The best interest rate is for the Customer Club account, but you must maintain a monthly balance of $300.
That will be fine.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
13. I can't stand this class.
Well, you might as well get used to it. It's required, and you have to take it in order to graduate. Question. How does the man feel about the class?
14. I'd love to dance, but I don't know the steps.
It doesn't matter. No one will be looking at us in this crowd. Question. What does the woman mean?
15. I'd like to place a station-to-station call to Ann Arbor, please. How much will that be?
That's 55 cents for the first 3 minutes and 10 cents for each additional minute. Question. How much will the man pay for a 10-minute call? 16. You're always working around the house on Saturday, painting and doing repairs. You must enjoy it.
Not really. I'd rather relax or go fishing. But Saturday is the only day I have to get anything done. By the time I get home from work during the week, I'm too tired.
Question. What does the man usually do on Saturdays?
17. Frank is always complaining about his job.
Maybe if you try waiting on tables, you'd see what it's like. Question. What does the woman mean? 18. When will your brother be leaving for New York?
I'm not quite sure. He told me yesterday that he would leave on Monday, but Sue told me this morning that he would leave on Wednesday.
Question. When will the man's brother be leaving for New York? 19. I think we'd better start him on an IV. You'd also better get his pressure checked every half hour.
Right. He may start to hemorrhage too, so we'll make sure there's plenty of plasma nearby. I'll have the RN check him every 30 minutes.
Question. Who and where are they?
20. They may be proud of their new facility, but frankly I'm disappointed. The nurses are not friendly and everything seems to be running behind schedule.
Not to mention the fact that it's noisy because no one observes visiting hours. Question. What are the people in the dialogue discussing? Passage. Shyness is the cause of much unhappiness for a great many people. Shy people are anxious and self-conscious. That is, they are excessively concerned with their own appearance and actions. Worrisome thoughts are constantly occurring in their minds. What kind of impression am I making? Do they like me? Do I sound stupid? Am I wearing unattractive clothes? It is obvious that such uncomfortable feelings must affect people adversely. A person's self-concept is reflected in the way he or she behaves, and the way a person behaves affects other people's reactions. In general, the way people think about themselves has a profound effect on all areas of their lives. Shy people, having low self-esteem, are likely to be passive and easily influenced by others. They need reassurance that they are doing the right thing. Shy people are very sensitive to criticism. They feel it confirms their inferiority. They also find it difficult to be pleased by compliments with a statement like this one. You are just saying that to make me feel good. I know it's not true. It is clear that, while self-awareness is a healthy quality, overdoing it is harmful. Can shyness be completely eliminated or at least reduced? Fortunately, people can overcome shyness with determined and patient efforts in building self-confidence. Since shyness goes hand in hand with lack of self-esteem, it is important for people to accept their weaknesses as well as their strengths. For example, most people would like to be A students in every subject. It is not fair for them to label themselves inferior because they have difficulty in some areas. People's expectations of themselves must be realistic. Living on the impossible leads to a sense of inadequacy. Each one of us is a unique, worthwhile individual. We are interested in our own personal ways. The better we understand ourselves, the easier it becomes to live up to our full potential. Let's not allow our shyness to block our chances for a rich and fulfilling life.
Questions. 1. What is mainly talked about in the first paragraph? 2. How does the writer understand self-awareness? 3. According to the passage, in which way do the uncomfortable feelings of shy people affect others? 4. What is the shy person's reaction to a compliment? 5. What can you infer from the passage about the writer? Story. Jean was a very beautiful young girl, so she was quite used to some men showing their admiration for her, and to others being confused and shy when they saw her. One summer when Jean was travelling abroad, she went into a cafe in a small town, sat down, and waited to be served. The young waiter was talking to someone at the bar when she came in, and at first he did not pay attention to her, because he had not looked at her properly. Then he turned round and saw how beautiful she was. His face went bright red, and he hurried over to take her order. "I'd like coffee without cream, please," Jean said. The waiter hurried out and came back a few minutes later without the coffee. "I'm very sorry," he said, "but we haven't got any cream. Would you like your coffee without milk?"